Joseph, son of David, fear not.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Fear not, little flock, it hath pleased the Father to give you the kingdom. I'd like to tell you these things, little flock, on Friday nights. And this Christmas Eve, it would be the same message, wouldn't it? But we remember that this night, the shepherds were watching over little flocks themselves. They were poor men and not wealthy. There are many reasons for fear. The least of our reasons for fear ought to be the smallness of our numbers, our little flock, because in God's plan, that means that if we stay faithful, God will give us the kingdom. There are a lot of people running around today, this morning, who are fearful. Fearful in the sense of anxious, whether it be in the sanctuary to get that one last candle lit, or whether it be for that last present, or to start one's Christmas shopping, or for fear of the relatives who will be coming over tonight or tomorrow. Whatever the occasion of the fear might be, our Lord says to us today, by means of his angel, fear not. Look at Joseph's fear. Today is the day of Joseph's anxiety gospel, you might say. Joseph's fear, not knowing how Our Lady was with child, not knowing what to do. He was fearful. He was anxious. And it took an angel of the Lord to calm him. And St. Joseph's habit of holy obedience was enough. He wasn't someone to answer back. He didn't understand, but he obeyed. And sometimes in life, that's supposed to be enough. He had nothing to say except yes. And that's what brought him to peace. And yet, at the same time, see St. Joseph and Our Lady today wandering up and down the streets of Bethlehem looking for a place to stay for the child, the King of Kings, to be born. Joseph was fearful or anxious again. Remember those wonderful words of Father Faber? However angry he may have gotten, because sometimes fear and anxiety lead to anger, as soon as he looked at our Blessed Mother's beautiful face and saw her eyes of deep prayer and contemplation, he was brought back to a state of peace. So these are the days, you might say, of Joseph's anguish and anxiousness, and yet at the same time of his great peace. Our Lady herself was said in the Gospel, and you sang it in that cute hymn for the 9 o'clock yesterday morning, Our Lady herself was said to be afraid. She wasn't afraid about anything at all except for being saluted as full of grace. So great was her humility that to hear herself praised caused her to fall into fear. But nothing about that child whom she bore, nothing about the sufferings, that cross that she would bear with him, made Mary to be fearful. Not a bit of it. Indeed, that was her great joy. That was her destiny. This is her immaculate conception, and this is her glory, to suffer with her son to whom she would give birth in the most miserable and unworthy circumstances and in the profoundest poverty. She had no fear for anything like that, only fear of praise because of her profound humility. Well, whatever our attitude of soul might be this morning, doubtless we're all thinking of one or two things more that need to be done, and there might be some other causes for anxiety or anger even. Whatever it might be, let us leave them all aside and remember that angels are always coming to tell shepherds not to fear as they keep watch over their flock, their little flocks, to tell Our Lady, to tell St. Joseph, to tell us, fear not. Because today you'll know, and tomorrow you will see, the Savior of the world will be born, and tomorrow morning you will see his glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.